The weather's really going to smile on us here today, and really tonight as well, even with a few clouds and 47 for the overnight low. That light northeast breeze remains in place all night. It'll be occasionally breezy tomorrow, cloudy but very similar temperatures at 68. Flat out windy for Thursday, so just be prepared to hold on to your hats and steering wheels with a high of 66.
Yeah, a lot of controlled burns will be happening today, and that happened yesterday too. You could really see the haze and, you know, smell that smoke in the air yesterday, and will be certainly the case once again today, we would assume. Yesterday, we peaked at 71 degrees, overnight low down to 44. Right now, it is calm, it is sunny, it is 45 degrees here at KVOE, live and local. Right now, it is 8:22, sunshine, and again, 45 degrees, and it is time for Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President Dr. Karen Daugherty. Tech Talk brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union is ready to help you tackle your home improvement jobs this spring. Looking to remodel your kitchen or maybe put in a new privacy fence? ESFCU has financing tools to turn your dreams into a reality. Learn more at ESFCU.com or text or call us at 620-342-2336. Your locally federally insured credit union by the NCUA. NMLS number 424226.
Welcome to Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President, Dr. Karen Daugherty. Karen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for taking some time to join us again for another edition of Tech Talk here.
Well, we appreciate that Emporia State Federal Credit Union provides us this opportunity, so shout out to them.
Well, I was going to ask here, President Daugherty, we've been talking a little bit here about the upcoming gala and benefit and auction a little bit later on this month. So how pleased are you to see this back on the calendar and to have that local showcase here for what you guys do across the board?
This event has such an excitement around it. And what's really special about this year, a different vibe, if you will, is the 60s groovy gala. So we get to have fun with some costumes and outfits and a throwback to the 60s and to celebrate our history, to continue to tell our story. We talked about that a little bit with you all last week related to Viewpoint, but really continue to tell our story and how long we've been serving the community with technical education and with so many of our students and their parents and grandparents being alumni, that this gives us a venue and an opportunity to celebrate that. So the gala is a really special event this year.
It is really special. A lot of components go into this and a lot of work, and no one knows more about that than Mike Crouch, who's been involved in plenty of galas, getting this all put together. Mike's the Vice President of Advancement at Flint Hills Technical College. Mike, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Ron. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. So are the stars aligning?
We're getting there. Things are starting to line up. Oh, the last couple of weeks are always a little hectic, but I think we're going to make it again.
Mike, talk a little bit about this last, you know, nearly three weeks of preparation here. What your focal points are going to be as we get closer to the event?
You know, really, it's just really trying to go through every detail and make sure that we've crossed every T and dotted every I and that everything runs as smoothly as possible. Really, you know, what we want is for our guests that are joining us that night to have an enjoyable experience, and so we want everything to go smoothly for them and just to have a good night.
There's a lot of background behind the scenes work, though, to make that a smooth event, though, isn't there? And don't lie. There's a lot of work that you got to do yet.
There's a ton of work, and it's a lot of people that put a lot of work into this. You know, we start the planning for this event in December, and we have a committee of folks who help us throughout the event, and of course the staff in the foundation office. But then, you know, even the night of the event, it takes, you know, we'll have 30 to 40 student volunteers without our culinary department who's doing the food, and then another, you know, 20 or so staff members that are volunteering. So it really takes a lot of hands to make this work.
Well, you know, just a piece of the gala is your silent and live auctions, and are you going to have silent available early again this year, Mike?
We will. So the silent auction will open on Monday morning prior to the gala, so I believe that is the 22nd of April. We'll open that morning at 8 a.m., and it'll run through the week, and then it'll close, of course, at 9 p.m. The night of the gala.
And, you know, the gala itself has become really such a huge showcase, Mike, as we've kind of led off here with President Daugherty here just a couple of minutes ago. And it seems like it's grown more, or the emphasis has grown more from one or two programs to the college as a whole. But maybe I'm going to ask you the question here, has it always been like that, and it's just been more of a focal point for those two individual programs?
Well, I think over the years we've really as we've grown this event, we've really tried to focus on how can we showcase Flint Hills Technical College to the community. And it's, so obviously we want to showcase our programs, and we have a lot of programs that are involved. You know, obviously the culinary is front and center, but our multimedia program is doing some of the video work. We have a number of programs that are putting auction items in. The welding department is making an item, the machine tool program, the health programs, graphic arts. So we have a lot of programs that are showcasing what they do, but we also really try hard to showcase our business partnerships that we have in the community. That's really, I think it's an important part of the evening for folks that are attending, for us to be able to help educate them and understand that symbiotic relationship between us and the business and industry community and what that partnership means.
President Daugherty, I wanted to ask you about the partnership side of things. We talk about the showcase, but, you know, the highlight maybe of the business community at large, or specifically here, that can't be understated, at least from our perspective, when it comes to the gala. And wanted to get your thoughts here on how this event kind of expands outward into the business community.
That's a great question, Chuck. And one thing that is critical to Flint Hills Technical College is the value and the importance of our partners. One of our strategic goals in our strategic plan is partnerships. And so for that to be one of our focal points and what we strive to ensure we recognize and acknowledge, we can't do our programs without those partnerships. So that's critical to us. And obviously we want to give a shout-out to Modern Air, who's the underwriter and the primary sponsor for the gala this year. Whenever we need anything, they are right there to serve us, and they help us beyond a gala event. They, just as you were referencing Mike and his staff behind the scenes, and I will tell you what, Mike was here at 5 a.m. today. He's been here over the weekends. He is, this is his passion. This is his baby. And so I'm really proud and honored of what kind of event he is able to present to the community. But it is through those partnerships, such as Modern Air and some of the other community members that serve us in that way. And some of those as well are going to be certainly Carrie's Diamond and Bridal, Evergy. Certainly those are some of our partners that, you know, they come in, they visit campus, and they're critical to our operations. They sit on our program advisory committees. Mitchell Markowitz, Souder, Custom Fabrication, Simmons, VecTech. Many of these folks are also on our board and help guide and shape the direction of the college. So these partnerships, we cannot emphasize and express enough gratitude for the folks in the committee, in the community who commit to their time and serve us in that way.
Well, the Flint Hills Tech College Groovy Gala is coming up Friday, April the 26th, White Auditorium. Let's talk about the proceeds. Where's the money go, Mike?
Yeah, so the proceeds go really to help our students. So, educational support for students. So, scholarships, equipment needs, lab needs, program needs, faculty needs, things that within the college that we can work to grow things for the students. But then another really nice piece that we've added to this over the last few years, in 2020 we started the Wrangler Student Crisis Relief Fund. And I'll tell you, in my 15 years at the college, this is probably the fund that I am most proud of. And we started that to help students with some of those non-educational needs, things that happen for all of us. Everybody has times in their life where things happen unexpectedly, and we need somebody just to kind of help us out a little bit, and students are no different. And so we will be raising significant funds that night to help that fund as well. Since 2020, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I think I just looked at them yesterday. We have awarded 56 students assistance through that fund, totaling $25,000.
Wow.
That's a major impact on our students and what we've been able to do to help them out.
Well, in many cases, too, Mike, that allows these students to stay in school, right?
It does. You know, when a student shows up in the morning and they're not sure how they get up and they're not sure how they're going to get here because, you know, their car broke down and they don't have $300 to get their car repaired, or, you know, we have students who have children and they're not sure how they're going to pay child care for the week because they have nobody to watch their little one, which means they're not going to leave them at home alone, right? They're going to skip class to stay home. Things that are challenges. And we want them to be in class. We want them to finish their education because we know that education is going to be life-changing for them and their families. And so whatever we can do to help them through that, it's important.
That's been impactful.
It has been extremely impactful. Mike, I got to ask here about the night, kind of what the flow of things for first-timers here or those that have not been to a gala really over the last several years. What can folks expect?
Sure. So the doors will open at 6 p.m. on Friday, April 26th. We'll be down at White Auditorium. From 6 to 6:30, folks will be just kind of coming in, find their table, maybe get a drink, be able to look at the silent auction items. At 6:30, we will start dinner, which is being catered by the Hospitality Culinary Arts faculty and students. But a new wrinkle this year, Gourmet To Go Catering is actually handling the salads for us. Jessica Simmons is an alumni of our program, and so it takes a little bit of pressure off of our staff and students, and Jessica is thrilled to be able to be a part of that. And then about 8 o'clock, we'll start the live auction. And we'll run through that evening. We will, partway through the night, we'll stop and we'll recognize our distinguished alumni for this year, as well as do some targeted fundraising for the Student Crisis Relief Fund.
Outstanding. President Daugherty, your thoughts here on what's to come tonight? I know we kind of talked in general terms in a couple of different ways about it, but your thoughts on what's to come and how this benefits students down the road?
Well, it is. First of all, as Mike has emphasized, an evening to celebrate and showcase our students, our programs, our faculty, and the work they do that is relevant and applicable the day they step foot into their industry and off the graduation stage. So this event, this evening, this opportunity for our college to be able to shine. This is our Diamond Jubilee. We're going to take the night. We're going to be able to shine and sparkle and show all that we do, that because of our community sponsors, because of the folks who do support us, our students are able to shine. And that's what that evening's about. I enjoy it. I absolutely love it. I've got my outfit, my go-go boots, my Mike's got, I'm going to let Mike tell you about his little suit.
So I've got the blue velvet Austin Powers suit ready to go. The whole deal, so it'll be,
come
if
prepared,
you don't come
folks.
For any other reason, you'll get to come for to see me dressed up in that.
So what is Prom Penny going to be dressed up in?
We'll have to get Prom Penny there.
Yeah.
We'll have to figure that out. We'll reach out to USD 253 and see what we can figure out about that.
Well, Mike, how can we get our tickets?
You bet. So I will start by saying that tickets are limited at this point. So if you want to join us that night, and we would love to have you, I would not wait till the week of the gala to buy your tickets because they probably won't be available. We have about 100 tickets left. You can purchase those by going directly to our website, fhtc.edu/foundation. Or if you just want to call our office directly, you can certainly do that, and that number is 620-341-1380.
Sounds good. Well,
great
another
night in store.
Banner.
I would like to, if we have just a minute, Chuck and Ron, I would like to give, you know, and Dr. Daugherty mentioned Modern Air, but I would like to just add on to that a little bit. You know, for them to step up and do what they're doing for this event really is special, and obviously they're serving as the presenting sponsor. But another thing that they have done for us, and this is now year three, they are donating a a full Bosch heating and air system installed in somebody's home. This is a value of up to $15,000, depending on what their home requires. And every penny from that item goes directly into the Wrangler Student Crisis Relief Fund. That tells you everything that you need to know about Travis Sullivan and Jason Holtein and their commitment to our students. And so, the commitment that they've made in this event and our students really is impactful.
It really is. And as Mike mentioned, this isn't the first time they've done that. So they've been significant contributors and great help to the Galep and to Flint Hills Technical College year-round. So get your tickets. We want to see you at White Auditorium coming up Friday, April the 26th. Well, President Daugherty, always a pleasure.
Always. Thank you all for the time. Really appreciate the conversations, Ron and Chuck.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you both. Have a good day.
All right. Mike Crouch, who's the Vice President of Advancement, and Dr. Karen Daugherty, President of Flint Hills Technical College, on Tech Talk, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424226. Good morning, it's 8:38.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. James and Jennifer Crumbly in a Michigan courtroom right now for their sentencing on involuntary manslaughter.